We're going to discuss today an inyan in the Megillah, which actually covers almost the whole Megillah. But we're going to focus on the prokim of Hey, Vav, and Zayin. Even though really, it's the whole Megillah. This encompasses the whole Megillah Esther. We spoke a lot about the previous prokim, but there's one thing that sticks out in Perek Hey, in Perek Vav, and Perek Zayin. And even as you're reading the Megillah and you're listening to the Megillah, you can't overlook. I'm sure as I'm going to tell it to the Olam now, you're going to say, yeah, it bothered you. You know, right now there's Rachmana Litzlana, not a lot of human beings in Ukraine that are mamish is hakonos nefashos. Mamish bombs coming down on hospitals and schools. Shreklich. Mamish shreklich. The world is, the ganze Welt, kemat, is up in arms. But if you listen to the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian people, the parliament, they all have the same complaint. They all have the same complaint, and that is, why are you schlepping your feet? Why people are dying here every day? Why are you schlepping your feet? Right? Where's the disconnect? The whole world feels they're doing. What do you mean? It's unbelievable what we're doing. $12 billion just got approved in Congress. Nacha, 12 billion, trillions, mises, mefleet, megate. The Welt feels like they're turning night into day for the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians feel like, what are you schlepping? It's Elu ve'elu. It's Elu ve'elu divreli kimchai. Why? Because if you're in a sakona, personally, every second is like a year. Every second is like a year if you're in a sakona. Okay? If you're not in a sakona, once it's for Yena, then it's a whole different story. I know when I'm helping somebody, they have a problem, they have a tzorah, they have a challenge, and I'm helping them, and they come, they ask me to help them out, they could text me every 20 minutes. What's going on? So I'm doing it. It's top on my list. By them, it's not enough that it's top on my list. And I understand them. Every second. And every guy in his matzav in life, whatever he considers emergency, he has no patience. Every minute is like a year. A guy could be asking me, wants me to get him into a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, a seminary. What's the story? The Rebbe, did you call? Did you have to check? What'd they say? They said exactly what they said yesterday. Why? Because when something is on your mind, and it's for you, every second. So the people in Ukraine, they have the bombs coming down on them. So they're like, yeah, you're making a meeting, and Biden now plans to fly. Listen, for Azokan, it's not so easy to fly. He's going to fly. He's going to fly to have a meeting with NATO. By them, what's meetings? Making meetings. People are dying every minute. We're making meetings for. Now's not time to make meetings. Now's the time to do. So the Welt feels like they're doing unbelievable for Ukraine. Ukraine feels like, what are you schlepping your feet? It's not a kasha. It's a nishkin kasha. When you watch a Hatzola ambulance rush to a chayla, you're amazed at the zrizus of Hatzola. But when you're in the house with the person who's the chayla, you feel like, what's going on? What's taking them so long? People outside go, Hatzola got there in 3 minutes? How did Hatzola get there in 3 minutes? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. You make a phone call, 3 minutes later, you have a couple of Eden in your house. Paramedics. It is unbelievable. That's how Hatzola got established. It used to be but you call a paramedic, by the time they come, a chevra kadisha. Somebody has a heart attack, you come a half hour later. B'gan Eden Teimenu Chose. That's Hatzolah. But I could tell you that the people in the house, they don't feel like it was so quick. They make a call to Hatzolah. No. Because it's your emergency. So now think, I want, the reason why I'm giving you this Hagdama, now think about Klal Yisrael. Gans Klal Yisrael, or in a Sakone, Lahashmid La'aroi Gula'abed. Gans Klal Yisrael. Mordechai calls Esther Amalka, you have to go in. And we learned Parichas, about Esther, about the mission, how she was allowed to go in. We spent a lot of time on this. Yarek Val Yavar, and Karka Ilom, and Marik, and Osran Mordechai. If everything's all set, finally she goes into Achashverosh. Go in. It's an emergency. Not emergency for one person. Emergency for Gans Klal Yisrael. Go into Achashverosh. Run in. Your Majesty. Exactly what she told him by the second Mishnah. Kinim kanu ani va'ami lahashmid la'aroi gulabe. She diddle-daddles. She goes to Achashverosh, she gets in. She invites him to a party. Is this a party time? She invites him to a party. Why is Esther inviting Achashverosh to a party? Taka 12 days in the Gemara, why she invited Haman and this. Why party? She got into Achashverosh, she says, Achashverosh. Her first thing should have been, Kinim Karnu Ani Vahami Lash Milari Gulabik. That's what she should have said. Instead she comes in, Imam Alach Toiv, Yovei HaMelech V'Haman. I'm going to call a party planner, it's going to be Gishmak, I'll find out which halls are available. Yovei HaMelech V'Haman O'amishta Arashas. Why are we partying now? Okay, fine. Finally, we get to the party. No! Achashverosh says, okay, Esther, ready. I'm ready. Mashe losech. What can I do for you, Rebbetzin? Mashe losech. At chatzi amalchus it says. Whatever you ask for. Except over shechoytzitz amalucha, like the Gemara says. Anything you want. Still nothing! Still nothing. Yavi HaMelech V'Haman, Mocho, not a party. You can mamish go out of your Caleb. You can out of Caleb. What is going on here? It's like we're running a Pesach program. Klal Yisrael Sakone. Where's the sense of urgency? Merafi Sigur. This doesn't bother everybody. Only a little? It's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling! Finally, second Mishnah. Finally, Esther says, Kinim karnu anivami. We're waiting. We can't breathe anymore. Finally, Kinim karnu anivami lahashmid la'aroi gulabed. And yay, taken care of. Achashverosh takes care of Haman. Nachamo. Esther doesn't ask him now, okay, no, so what's the story? The only thing that happens is Haman gets hung. So Esther starts taking care of the money. Vatosim Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. And now, visit number 3, to ask about Klal Yisrael. So we're holding by the third visit. Finally, because till now she didn't even say that. Finally, when she opened up her mouth about Klal Yisrael, all she said was, Kinim Karnu Ani Vami. Achashverosh says, "Me Uzev Ezehu, who did this terrible thing? This guy." First, you want to point to him, and then whatever. Stam Apella. And then she still doesn't ask for Klal Yisrael. It's only in Perek Zayin. So we're going through perek after perek after perek. Dalet, hey, vav, zayin. Finally, she says, Eicha uchal v'ro'isi. How can I watch ba'ovda milati? How can I watch my nation be destroyed? Finally. And finally, Achashverosh gives a decree that Klal Yisrael will be saved, or can defend themselves. And it equals that we got saved. Okay, so what would you do? If you were Mordechai and Esther now, what would you do? Send an immediate message to every branch of Klal Yisrael, to all the Chabad houses, because that would be the best way to get it to everybody. Let everybody know, we're saved. Nothing. Nothing. More than 2 months go by. Nothing. Vayikaru Sefer HaMelech. When were the Sefer HaMelech called? In Sivan. 70 days later. Now we call them to go out to go let people know that everything is okay. What is going on here? Now? Why isn't the Ilam Amish going to Mufi Kalim from this? This is something you should drive for. Even if you have to park somewhere else. Here's what's going on. It's a pella. This last question that I'm asking you now, the Vilna Goyen asks. The Vilna Goyen asks, why did they wait now till Chodesh Sivan? 70 days later, what are they waiting for? Why, at least once we were saved, get the message out. Everything seems to be as oisgeschleppt could be. This is like a chesidus shtiebel on steroids. And it's shkia, and we're waiting. Because chas v'shalom, we should do something before shkia. Vos tutzach do? Rabbi Yeshua, vos hokste? It's a pella. No? So this last kasha that I'm asking you now, that the Goyen asks. The Vilna Goyen, the Goyen Megillah Esther says such a vote. The Goyen says that Kedei l'shloyach as shniyos acha hashluchim arishonim shloyim l'shekehu. The Goyen says that there was a practical problem. Practical problem is that originally they sent messengers, the original messengers, who went out to tell everybody to kill the Yidden. The original messengers. They weren't back yet. They didn't have Concorde jets then, right? So it took a long time for them to go and come back. So the Rotzim took them till Chodesh Sivan to get back. So Mordechai didn't want to send different messengers. Because what's going to happen then? You have first group of messengers going to say to kill the Yidden. You have a second group of messengers coming, say, don't kill the Eden. Say, okay, who do we listen to? So Mordechai wanted to wait for the second messengers to come back so that everybody knows it's the same messengers that came originally to say that that's the way it is. Well, anytime there's a misunderstanding, you want the original person who said it to tell you, by the way, it was a mistake. Because if Reuven tells you like this and Shimon tells you like that, who says... Maybe Reuven's wrong. Maybe Shimon's wrong. Right? So they dafka worked it out that it should be the original Ratzim, the original messengers. They should come back. So maybe a practical problem. I still don't know. I hear the going. I still don't understand why they didn't send a message out to the Eden. Why didn't they send a message out to Klal Yisrael? By the way, we're saved. We are saved. Why did they send such a message to Klal Yisrael? In Perek Zion it says, In the same, we're getting there. In the same, in Perek Zion, it says, "Uvachol Medina Medina." Right? Uvachol Malkum that they hear the Das HaMelech. Simcha LaYehudim. The Jews got happy. LaYehudim Oysohir Ova Simcha V'Zosem Vikom. Why did they send the message out right away? At least that message to the Jews. Forget the Goyim. The Goyim, according to the Vilna Goyim, they wanted to wait for the original messengers to be able to come and deliver that to revoke the original message. So I'm going to share with you a Meiridike. A Meiridike Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz. There's also an Eulah Sefraim, says the same vote. And this is going to tie into Mamish, the whole Yisoid of the Megillah. The whole Yisoid of the Megillah. On Shabbos, Parsha Zohar, I asked the Olam in Shul, why is it that Megillus Esther has so much to do with Mechias Amalek? It's not even so posh, you guys know, because we learned Megillus Esther properly this year, Taka. It's not so posh that Haman was even Amaleki. What do you mean, that's so posh? We know Haman was a grandson of the Agag. So what do I mean that's not so posh? Because if you remember, we had a kasha. What was the kasha? How did Mordechai, Haman was Mordechai's slave. Why was he Mordechai's slave? Because they both were soldiers. Haman ran out of food. He needed a bread. Basically like a ma'aser with Yankov and Esav. And Mordechai basically told him, I'll give you a loaf of bread if you make yourself an eved to me. Right? And Haman became a permanent slave to Mordechai. And that's why Haman keeps on saying, V'chol zeh inenu shoveli. Because Everything Haman owned theoretically belonged to Mordechai, because he was Mordechai's slave. So everything that Haman owned belonged to Mordechai. Haman was at nothing. All from that mechira. So what's the obvious question? If Haman is an Amaleki and Haman is starving to death, why did Mordechai give him a loaf of bread? There's a din to kill out Amalek. Why did Mordechai give Haman a loaf of bread, which ultimately kept him alive? He should have let him pega. He should have let him drop. He's an Amaleki.
The Jews near the
If Haman is an Amaleki, so why did Mordechai originally, when they were soldiers, way before Haman ever came anywhere, why didn't he just let him drop dead? He's an Amaleki. Mitzvah to kill him. Famous Kasha. You should know that Kasha. We did the Gemara, we asked the Kasha. The Peladik of Kasha. So what's the Teretz? One of the Teretzim is that Haman was not a direct descendant of Agag ben Achar ben. He wasn't from the father's side a direct descendant of Agag, according to some. If he wasn't a direct descendant as a father, so he wasn't considered a real Amaleki. So Haman wasn't even a real Amaleki, according to that opinion. So why is Megillus Esther, Mamish, the whole theme is Mechias Amalek? What does that have to do with Amalek? On that side. What does that have to do with Amalek? So the explanation that I gave on Shabbos was a poshut explanation. I said, what's Amalek? Amalek believes in Mikra. Amalek believes everything just happens. The opposite of the way a Jew is supposed to believe. A Jew believes that there's Hashgacha Prati on everything that happens. That's Emunah, to believe that everything happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amalekim believe that everything is mikra. There's nothing, there's no divine intervention. Not only that, Amalek even takes miracles and makes it into nothing. Yidden take non-miracles and make it into Hashgacha Prati. Amalek is the opposite. Amalek is an apachu. Amalek takes the miracles as it's nothing. If you look when Haman originally met with Ahasuerus, she told him, yeah, something happened by the water there with the split. So he tries to make Kris Yamsev to no nesh. Kris Yamsev is no miracle. That's Amalek. Amalek takes Ness and they make it into Teva. That's why it's called Mikra. Shekocha baderech. Amalek doesn't believe anything Hashgacha from Hashem. Klal Yisrael, the opposite. Klal Yisrael, we take the Teva, and in the Teva we see the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the Yisoid. That really is the whole story of Purim. The whole story of Purim is Teva. It looks like it's just natural, but in the nature we see Hashem. In the nature we see the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Yovoi HaMelech V'Homon. That whole pasuk is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's Hashem is Merumas. It's all in hiding. That's why the Megillus Esther is Mechias Amalek. Because Amalek comes and says, there's no divine intervention. Even a miracle is not the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Nes of Purim is you take Teva and you make it into Nes. That's why the Megillah is Mamash Mechias Amalek. The Megillah is the ultimate. And since the whole chet we had, that we had to be Mechaper, was Hishtachavu Letzela, we had to fix that chet. For that reason, and maybe this is what you're trying to say, Taka, for that reason, Klal Yisrael needed a tikkun. Because Klal Yisrael needed a tikkun, Esther Amalka knew that the Yeshua is not ready to happen yet. Klal Yisrael still have to daven. Klal Yisrael still have to fix. She wasn't schlepping. She was waiting for us to fix the chet. That's why she went one day. She invited Haman. So the Gemara says in Megillah, so Klal Yisrael should think, oy vey. Esther's on the bad side. She's part of the bad guys. Made them daven even more. We really better trust on the Rabbeinu Shalom. This lady's not, protection is not going to help us. Second party. She still doesn't complete her bakasha to remove the gzera. Then they finally remove the gzera. But Klal Yisrael just started doing tshuva. It's not good. What do we learn by the Meraglim? How many days do we have to be in the Midbar because of the Chet of the Meraglim? 40 years. Because the Meraglim's trip was 40 days. A year for a day. So we know a day could make up for a year. A year could make up for a day. Says the Yaris Dvash. How long was the Golus? 70 years. 70 years that we messed up. Some of us. We had to fix the chet. Memela Mordechai waited for 70 days. Yoim Lashana. Before he sent out the letters. Before the letters went out, another 70 days to be Mechaper for 70 years. Yoim Lashana. And then the letters were able to go out. So there was no schlepping. The second that Klal Yisrael had the kapara, the letters went out. Zoktiv Yonis and Haibishitz. Kedei sheichazu b'tshuva shivim yoim. V'tiskayim bohem b'chinas yoim l'shono. Klal Yisrael shav atikon. That explains everything that went on in the Megillah. Everything was purposely done in a way that Klal Yisrael shouldn't think, oh, no problem, we have Esther, it's okay, everything's okay. It's not okay. We have to fix the problem. Some of you may remember I gave a very similar pshat in Yosef. When Yosef HaTzadik schlept, finally he told his father he's in Mitzrayim. Not when he became king. He was already king. 7 years of ribui, 7 years of plentifulness, and then 2 years into the hunger. And then the brothers came, and only then did Yosef send the message to his father. Why did he wait so long? The Rishonim asked this question. Why did Yosef wait so long not to tell his father? All different kinds of tirutzim in the Rishonim. So I once brought a pasuk to Teretz. Yosef needed a klai soul to fix the chet of Mechiras Yosef. What was Mechiras Yosef? Mechiras Yosef was, we sold Yosef into slavery, so we shouldn't have to work for him. What was the tikkun? Yehuda told Yosef, I'm going to be an Eved instead of Binyamin. Exact tikkun of the chet. As soon as the chet was fixed, v'lo yochol Yosef l'isapik. Yosef couldn't even hold one more second. That's what happened at the end of Megillah. Mordechai and Esther waited for Klai Yisrael to fix the chet. As soon as the chet got fixed, immediately, they were Medea Klai Yisrael. Okay, stop there.